The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host with today's topic.
Good morning. I am Miranda here with Clark Brock. What is your official title, Clark?
My official title today would be President of the Huron Community Fair Board.
Okay. And we are here to discuss the Huron Community Fair, the 154th Huron Community Fair.
You bet. 154th, strong and running. We've not missed a year in 154 years, continuous. And we're down there this next couple weeks finishing gearing things up, getting the finishing touches on things, a little paint here and there, a little brine on the roads, and a few gates and signs set up, and getting ready to roll for the 31st to get us in there.
So do you want to start out with what's happening on the opening day of the fair?
So if we talk a little bit about leading into and a few things, a lot of people in the community know that the fair board and people put a lot of work into getting that ready and getting things set. And we've been down there. When we pass the 4th of July, we crank things up and we get people around on a lot, and there's much work to be done. Prep work and that kind of thing. Actually, tomorrow night, many of the kids will be in and on the grounds doing the final cleanup of barns and setting up some pens, and then they get started with some of their decorations and that kind of thing. So that all is taking place and getting going at this point, long before we ever get to the 31st of July and the first official day of the fair. For the families and kids and the volunteers, if we didn't have the people that volunteered and worked, we couldn't do it. So that's really a key piece to it. But we're doing all of that, and of course the contact with sponsors and getting things lined up and making sure that we have our off-season work done with all of those talent acts and the free exhibits and the other things. So that's what's been going on to get us to Sunday the 31st and the first day of the fair. And then when we get to that first day, and the Sunday is kind of bring in the livestock, bring in the projects, get the things set and settled, I really would encourage that if you're not part of the fair, probably better if you don't come till later in the afternoon. Give us a chance to get those animals in the barn so you're not getting that steer that maybe is a little nervous that day, or that horse that's coming in, so they get a chance to settle a little bit. But they're all supposed to be in by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so by 1:30, 2 o'clock, something like that, the barns start getting settled down and cleaned up, and we're good to go at that point. Sunday then also, that's kind of the start. It's free parking, free admission on the grounds to get in. Harness racing Sunday and Monday. And the Kenny family, Sandy and Ray, we certainly appreciate all the work that they put into it. Ray's a harness racer, has been for years and years, and they're on the grounds taking care of things and getting set. And Sandy works so hard at making sure the races come off. But harness racing, and they tell me it will be getting back close to what it used to be years ago. So we'll have more horses, more races, both Sunday and Monday. Track is in fabulous shape down there. We, in this off-season, did a lot of work at the infield and the track area. We tiled it all, worked it all, seeded it, cleaned things up, moved everything. The flagpoles moved and dressed up. So you should notice a big difference when you come set in the grandstands and take a look out across there. We hope everybody enjoys that.
Sounds like the fairgrounds got a nice little makeover.
Well, every year we pick a few projects, and as far as the money can take us, we're not about stockpiling money. We're about, if we get money from the community, the sponsors, and that it goes into making it a better fair for the next year and for the kids and the people that come and enjoy it. So, and then Sunday evening is kickoff, the horse pep program. We'll have their little show that starts that night. And we also have the 4-H talent and 4-H ambassador program that takes off on Sunday evening. And of course, we'll be back this year for the first time in a few years with the Bean Queen. We'll be crowning the Bean Queen at the fairgrounds. We haven't done that, been able to do that for the last few years. And so we're kind of excited to get things back to somewhat of a normal pace and doing things. So that takes place on Sunday as well. So excited about that. We have wonderful sponsorship. The people that support the businesses and that support the fair are just phenomenal. We could not begin to do. We wouldn't do the infield work. We wouldn't do the bathroom cleanup. We wouldn't do all those things if we didn't have that. Wallace Stone and Levy, huge supporters in terms of our material down there. If you come on the grounds and you notice those beautiful hard surface roads that are easy to get around and clean and that's thanks to them primarily, and they are our Sunday sponsor of the fair. They're our corporate sponsor for the day, so we certainly thank them for that. And if you see Eric Gardy around at all, make sure you tell Eric that you appreciate the support they give us. So that kind of takes care of Sunday and getting things in and kicked off. And then Monday morning, we'll be back up and at it bright and early getting ready. The Goat Show, 9 o'clock on Monday morning. We have more goats than we've ever had. That seems to be a real popular thing. I don't have goats at my house this year. We have the last few. But it's a great project, especially a lot of the younger kids. It's a chance for them to get in and have a little project and get going. And so the goat show is Monday morning. Monday afternoon into the evening, we'll get into the sheep show. Of course, we're back to harness racing again on Monday. The bingo tent. Oh, yeah, the bingo tent will be open both Sunday and Monday. They're going to run bingo hours on Sunday. We've never done that before. So if you're out there and you do get to the fairgrounds just a little bit earlier or whatever, you can wander over to the bingo tent and play a few bingo cards before you wander through the rest of the fairgrounds, and that'll be a good opportunity for you. Those goat and sheep show will both be in the Dennis Hagen Memorial Show Sale Barn. That's a beautiful facility that was built in Dennis's honor, and we really appreciate all the work that goes into making that happen. The AVCI guys were around yesterday making sure that the Wi-Fi is up and going on the fairgrounds. We certainly appreciate the effort and work that they put in to make sure that all those things come. You know, people kind of take for granted the fact that you walk down there and your devices work on the fairgrounds and that kind of thing. And so that's cool that they do that for us.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
It is. It's a neat thing.
You wouldn't expect it at the fairgrounds.
No, you don't really expect that. But Ed Eichler and the Eichler family a few years ago said, you know, that's something that when people go to the fair, they like to be able to, and they can share out their fair experiences.
True.
Which is great for all of us. So we think that's cool, and we thank them for that. That gets us into Tuesday. And Tuesday is Kids Day at the fair, along with the fact that Tuesday is the swine show and the rabbit show and horse shows and the dairy show. We start cranking up a lot of our livestock shows and things bigger time on Tuesday. Those all go. Kids Day this year, a little bit of difference, and we do apologize. Having conversations with the carnival people, that's an industry that the cost of everything has just been horrendous for them this year. They run a lot of diesel generators. They put the trucks on the road. Their cost of work has gone up, and unfortunately ride prices have to go up this year. We were hoping that they wouldn't have to, but as the summer went on and fuel prices went up and that, they have. So even though some of our advertising says the same prices for them, Tuesday's ride bracelets for the kids are $18, and then it'll be $25 the rest of the week. So it has gone up. However, that being said, a kind of a cool thing for Tuesday, the Tulaski family at Bad Axe Tire and the Maurer family at Maurer Electric said, you know, it'd be nice to do something for all those kids who work so hard and get their projects to the fair and just spend countless hours through the summer and that, and we want to make sure we do something for all of them. So they have teamed up, and every youth that is exhibiting at the fair this year is going to get a free ride bracelet for rides on Tuesday, which is just it's
phenomenal.
590 kids will get a free ride bracelet, compliments of those two, and then Tuesday morning, Bad Axe Tire will be there. I think there will be about 100 ride bracelets more that they will give out on Tuesday prior to the carnival opening. So that's just an awesome thing that they're doing. They appreciate the families of the county, the kids of the county, and the work that goes into the fair. And so we really thank the Tulaskis and the Mowers for making that, and Bad Axe Tire, Mower Electric. Again, I talk about the businesses that step up and help this fair in the community, and it's there all the time. So great for them. And then the Miracle of Life building will get started as well. I know people really enjoy that. I don't know for sure which day Jake will start bringing cows in. They won't be there on Monday yet, but on Monday the sows will be there with the baby pigs. There'll be some couple little goats, I think, baby chicks. So we'll have lots of things going. And those the Young Farm Bureau group is sponsoring that this year in the Miracle of Life, and they will have some educational things and information and people around to chat with you about farm life and raising animals and that kind of thing. So it's really, that's a wonderful facility that we have and are able to make that happen. So we're real pleased about that. And then, of course, also on Tuesday, we kick off our chainsaw carver will be back. For those of you who enjoyed Lonnie in the past, he will be back this year carving away. And, of course, the fun thing that we started last year will be back. Chase is racing pigs. They put on a fun show. Make sure you get there at some point to be able to see them. Those little pigs just go racing around that track through the water and over, and it's a lot of fun.
Little curly tails and
squealing and just on the run through the course. So that kicks off Tuesday as well. Tuesday evening, we have the KOI drag racing at the grandstands. Free admissions at the grandstands, $10 if you want to go to the pits. So if you want to get over in the pits and get closer to and see it from that angle, it does cost $10 there. But if you're just walking into the grandstands, free admissions in the grandstands to see that event. So
that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. We have not raised our admission price or our grandstand prices this year. We've been able to hold that, so we hope people enjoy that. Be ready for just a little sticker shock on food, because if you've gone to a restaurant lately, we all know that's more expensive. So I'm going to fair warn you that we can't control what the vendors do there, and they can't control what their costs are. So that will be a piece that's there. But and then also on Tuesday, we have that drawing for the free bicycles. Every year, Tuesday and Saturday, we give away free bikes. Sign up in a fair office and have that opportunity, and you'll enjoy that. It's there.
Can you sign up either day? Like maybe you show up Monday, or are you guys doing sign up on Tuesday morning?
Sign up's on Tuesday. Okay. Yep, it's just on Tuesday for the bikes. Okay. So that's there. And we have sponsors on that chainsaw carving. Robbie Eisler's got Tuesday, and the Racing Pigs is Frankenmuth Credit Union that sponsors that. So that's free entertainment, and we certainly thank them. Tuesday is McLaren Thumb Region, the hospital in town, the medical, you know. Again, we thank our sponsors make the fair go. That gives us a chance to spend money on other things, and that's what allows us to keep our events from being more expensive than they are.
Right, helps keep them prices at right where they are too.
Right, that allows us to afford that $5 admission. It allows us to afford just the $10 at the grandstands and not the price you might pay if you were going to bigger events or that kind of thing. So we really appreciate that. We get to Wednesday. Sure Healthcare Network, Wednesday. Wednesday is kind of our Senior Citizens Day as well, but Wednesday is the feeder show, the Prospect Feeders that show on Wednesday. It's also our poultry show. Merchant buildings open Monday through Saturday. Chance to wander through and see some merchants and some things, some vendors that are there. Ride bracelets at the Midway opens at 3:00 in the afternoon. The bingo tent's back open again. The chainsaw carver's there. We thank the Crone family for sponsoring that. It's the senior day where we have the free senior citizens meal in the merchants building. That's there. And then Wednesday night is the Bump and Run Demolition Derby, which has kind of become a favorite. We don't have the old-style big demos that we had back in the 70s and 80s. Those big old bolt cars just don't exist anymore, and so that's hard to do. But
I think that would be like a 4-hour-long demolition derby with those metal cars.
You weren't around, Miranda. No. Back in the day, if you talked to some of the people from town, Saturday night was demo night, and they would start the demolition derby at about 7:00 in the evening with 100 and some cars, and along about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, the last car'd still be chugging away out there. So it was huge event then. But we don't have those big old cars to do that. They do the bump and run where these guys try and get a car that lasts through the season for them instead of one event. So, but it's a lot of fun. It's a little faster than what it was with the old time things. But the USA Demolition comes in, does a great job down at the grandstands and do that. And Westside Sand helps sponsor that. And so it's just, you know, a lot of fun. Great things happening. That gets us to Thursday. Thursday, DTE is our sponsor for Thursday. Visit them in the merchant's tent, or in the sponsor tent. I know they'll have some things going on there. That's the market beef show that day. The big steers, they show that day. And then we also have the beef breeding that goes on. Thursday morning is our special needs day for the special needs kids. That's sponsored in part by the Huron Intermediate School District. Those special need kids can't tolerate the regular rides, the regular things that go. So we kind of slow the pace down for them, turn the sound down, do some of that. And it's pretty much, it's not totally by invitation only, but kind of is. And they do a lot of great things for those special need kids of our county to give them a free experience and a fair experience that they really probably couldn't enjoy otherwise. So
that's
amazing and a great thing. And we certainly thank TJ Schmidt, the amusement company, a few years ago when they went to them and said, hey, we'd like to do this. Doug said, absolutely, it's a great thing to do. So it's a fabulous thing that goes on for those kids.
Nobody's getting left out of the Huron Community Fair. There is something for everyone to enjoy.
Well, we hope so. That's what we hope, and we hope you enjoy it when you come and you're there. Thursday, besides the breeding or the beef and that, the bingo club's back open, the chainsaw carver, the racing pigs, and of course, Thursday night, Super Kicker Rodeo. That's been a staple of the Huron Community Fair for years and years. Bayport State Bank, and they're teaming up with AVCI to sponsor that event this year. They'll have some fun things going on pre-rodeo down there, some activities to participate in. I don't know. I haven't talked to them in a little while. They were trying to get a mechanical bull.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if they've worked that out or not.
Doesn't look like it's written
It's not written in stone anyplace. We've had that conversation, and I guess I haven't talked to him in the last couple weeks to find out if it happened, but they'll have fun stuff. They'll be giving away t-shirts and throwing prizes in the crowd and just entertainment. It's a lot of fun, and they enjoy the rodeo. Kathy and Joe with the Super Kicker have been with us for years, and it's just a lot of fun, great entertainment, and I hope people come out and enjoy that night. And I believe if you go to Bayport State Bank, you can get discounted tickets for that as well. So it's only a $10 event, but I think you can get a couple bucks off if you go to the bank and buy your tickets. So that's a cool thing, and enjoy that. That gets us to Friday. By the time we get to Friday, fair board members are walking a step or two slower than they have been for the rest of the week for some reason.
Well, you guys started 3 weeks before you've been prepping for like a month.
Yeah, we have, but it's fabulous. We love it. Friday, the biggest thing Friday is that's the JLA auction and sale. That's when all those kids who have worked all summer long with their big projects, the steers and the hogs and the sheep, they'll all be sold on Friday. Great opportunity, and it blows my mind the way the people of this community, the businesses, the families come in and support those kids. I like to talk about it as a scholarship fund or a starting fund. Our kids that go off to school or go off to trade school or graduate from school and get married, they have some seed money to get them going, and it's just a wonderful thing that this community does for those kids and gets them a chance to get life off on the right track with a little less burden, and it's fun.
I'm sure it's a lot of hard work too, raising livestock.
It is. It's a lot of hard work for those kids. They spend a lot of time in the summer getting those animals ready, and then they reap the benefits there. On Friday, as a part of that sale, we will also sell the milk from the Grand Champion cow, the Grand Reserve Champion. That's sold then. We have a little fun with those kids and get a chance to show that and support them. And then we will also recognize our friends of the fair that day. And WLAW's own Ralph Iden is one of the friends of the fair, along with Dee Esch. And Dee worked our fair office for many, many years, retired a couple years ago, and so we will be recognizing those two around the lunch hour at the sale, and that's a great thing. Two people very deserving, have put a lot of time and effort and work into the fair, and we certainly appreciate them, so that's great. And then, of course, the other things that we've talked about all week, the chainsaw carver, the racing pigs, the rides, that type of thing, and the bingo tent. And then we get to Friday evening, and we're talking redneck truck races. And it seems as though for the last 2 months, it doesn't matter where I go, somebody's beating my door down saying, how do I sign? Where are we going to be? I know, we're running out of time, aren't we, Miranda?
No, we're fine. We just got to take a quick break. Once we're okay. We'll let the commercials roll, and then we'll come back and talk about more.
All right. So, but the redneck truck races, get your trucks fired. It's not too late to register them. If you're doing it, you're good. Okay?
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, I don't.
The normal weather is expected to continue here for the next several days and nights. Our next approaching cold front will kick up a few spotty showers or thunderstorms today before moving off to our south and east this evening. A wedge of drier air will build in for a beautiful day tomorrow with high pressure centered over the southern plains. The next approaching frontal boundary is very feeble and will wash out as we look forward to early Friday morning. Partly sunny with spotty showers or thunderstorms today, 88 to 92, west to southwest winds at 10 to 20. There's a 40% chance of rainfall. Partly cloudy, mid-60s tonight, west to southwest winds at 10 to 15, chance of rain 20%. Tomorrow becoming sunny, 84 to 88, west to northwest winds at 10 to 15 with a 10% chance of precipitation. A few clouds, lower 60s Thursday night, sunny and hot near 90 on Friday. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Smirley.
Warmer weather is here and dreams turn to muscle cars. Old school, record cherry muscle cars with a rag top to soak up the sun in and power to spare. Just imagine you cruising the beach in a candy apple red 1988 IROC Z Camaro with a black rag top and matching black interior. Feel the power of the Chevy's V8 5.7 liter 230 horse engine, the ease of the automatic, the grip of the posi rear end, its eye-catching style, and those mag wheels.
Come on, Dave, step out of it. You know the WLEW AM 1340 and Cruise 102 are giving away the exact IROC Z you just described later this summer.
Yeah, and all you have to do is be at least 18 years old to register at townwide area events, local merchants, or on air this summer. Of course, no purchase is necessary. Listen to win the red 1988 Camaro IROC Z 350 convertible this summer on Cruise 102.1 FM and the Thumb's hottest country, AM 1340.
Register for your chance to win a 1988 IROC Z convertible during Pigeon Summerfest at the following area businesses: Amy's, T&J Towing, The Barber Shop, Valmer Ready Mix, Joe Ritchie McCormick Motors, All of Pigeon, and Kohler Propane of Bad Axe.
A substance use disorder is a mental disorder that affects a person's brain and behavior, leading to a person's inability to control their use of substances such as legal or illegal drugs, alcohol, or medications. Symptoms can range from moderate to severe, with addiction being the most severe form of substance abuse disorder. This disease typically leads to significant impairment, including mental health problems, disability, and failure to meet major responsibilities at work, school, or home. Preventing substance use disorders is critical to behavioral and physical health. It is important to know that recovery is possible if you are struggling with this disorder. At Huron Behavioral Health, we believe in a recovery-oriented system of care. At Huron Behavioral Health, you are met with the knowledge and belief that you can recover and manage your condition successfully. You are not the disorder. Remember, Huron Behavioral Health stands ready 24 hours a day to help. If you have a substance use problem, call Huron Behavioral Health at 1-800-356-5568. That's 1-800-356-5568.
And we are back after that quick break. We were talking about the redneck truck races that were happening on Friday night. Friday's being sponsored by Thumb Bank and Trust and JW Hunt. The grandstand event, admission is $10 for adults, $5 for kids, 6 to 11. And that is being sponsored by the Cooperative Elevator Company.
Yeah, Cooperative Elevator of Pigeon stepped up last year and started sponsoring that. They have been sponsoring it, and they are the sponsors for that, and we're thrilled. If you love the redneck truck races, you'll have a great time with that, and you'll also find that they will be doing some great things in terms of some giveaways, some activities, some fun stuff that night as well. So we hope that you come out and really enjoy that. As I was saying before break, guys getting those trucks ready, they have a lot of fun. There's an awful lot of sheds across this county that have a truck right now that's in maybe running, maybe not running yet, because they got like 2 weeks, because it's not till a week from Friday, so they still got 2 full weeks to get that truck running. There'll be a couple of those guys that will pull that truck in on maybe tomorrow or the next day to start it and get it going.
What?
It's the old like 1970s and 80s grain trucks, single axle, tandem axle grain trucks that are out there.
Oh, wow.
And it's not supposed to be a demolition derby, but I wouldn't say they don't bump each other once in a while. And they have to create laps on that track as fast as they can with 5 or 6 trucks going in that circle. And it's not quite anything goes, but how fast can we get down the stretch to get it into the next gear to back her down to make it swing around the corner and come back again. So truly, if you've not been there, it is fabulous. I just saw a post the other day. Somebody in the county posted on TikTok, and I'm not a TikTok person, so I can't tell you, but they posted on that and said their TikTok hits on a redneck truck race video was just out of this world. So it's a lot of fun. Come on out, sit in the grandstands, scream for your neighbor, cheer for your neighbor, and have a great time. And that's truly what makes it as much fun as anything, is those guys driving those trucks. They're all either Huron County people or related to somebody in Huron County. You know, we're not bringing in big show people and that kind of thing. They're all the guys, you know the names, you know the people, and it's just a flat out fun night to be there and have a little fun with the neighbors and enjoy that. So that's Friday, gets us through, which gets us to Saturday, the last full official day of the fair. And on Saturday, the small livestock auction goes. So if you weren't inclined to come out and support those kids with the steers and the hogs and the sheep, Saturday gives you the opportunity to come out and support the kids with the goats and the ducks and the turkeys and the rabbits and the chickens. And by the way, the chickens will be there, the poultry will be. We went through a piece this summer where we weren't sure with the avian flu that was out and about and shut things down and stopped a lot of the shows and exhibits and that kind of thing, but we've gone far enough now that clean without that. And so we'll have that back in the barns. We have more goats than we've ever had this year. And we have lots of poultry and rabbits and things, and much of that will be sold on Saturday at that sale, along with some 4-H crafts and things, a chance to support some of those kids in that activity as well. They have some very cool crafts and artwork and quilts and woodworking and signage and some neat stuff for your yard that will all be sold on Saturday. And that's not the thousands of dollars that you talk on Friday. It's a little more fun for us. I have an awful lot of 4-H artwork and things at my house from over the years that
I've
we've been able to.
Pottery up there.
Pottery, yes.
Pottery paintings.
Yep, they do a lot of those types of things. And some of those kids sell those on Saturday at that sale. So it's just a lot of fun. It's kind of a laid back day Saturday with some more fun with that. And then of course that's the end of things like the midway and the racing pigs and the chainsaw carver, and bingo still goes on again Saturday, so you get that. Saturday afternoon after that sale is over, we have our JLA sweepstakes, and the JLA sweepstakes is a chance for the top show people with the beef and the sheep and the swine and the horses to come back and compete in a round robin competition to see who's the number one best overall show person at the Huron Community Fair. And that's a pretty competitive show. When judges come in and leave that, they leave pretty impressed that we have some kids in this county that really work hard and do an excellent job. And so that goes on Saturday afternoon. And again, Saturday we have the kids' bike drawing for the kids' bikes and that kind of thing. And then Saturday evening we start letting some of those exhibits and things go, which gets us wrapped up for the evening. And Sunday we go back in and finish cleaning things up and go home and take a nap.
After a whole week of a lot of events going on,
it is
right here in Bad Axe.
It is. It's the thing to do for a week in the county. The largest number one agricultural activity in this county of the year. We certainly, again, I can't thank the sponsors enough, the people that step up and say, we want kids to have a good time, we want families to have a good time, you know, the Mowers and Tulaskis that do that for the Midway, the others that sponsor the other events, the Bayport State Banks and the AVCIs and those that sponsor either the day, the DTEs, you know, they sponsor a day, sponsor a grandstand, make it a little more affordable for us so we can afford to do that and have those things going and put on a good show and a good opportunity for people to come out and just have a great time. You usually say it's either going to be 95 degrees or we're going to have pouring down rain sometime during the fair. We got really lucky last year. We had beautiful weather all week long. A little shower one evening, which was great. I will say for my farmer friends that are out there, I'm praying for rain in the next week leading in, so things are all fresh and clean and ready to go. And if we don't get it and it rains fair week, I'm fine with that too, because we need it desperately.
Yes, we do.
And we'll do just fine if that happens.
Maybe a refresher.
We've had a few activities at the fairgrounds based around some rain and mud before that make it just that much more fun.
Why not, right?
Yep.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Make do with what you got.
Yep, you bet.
This is a full lineup starting Sunday, July 31st, kicking off with all-day free parking, 4-H horse show, harness racing is the grandstand event. He says you want to wait until about 2 o'clock because weigh-in and unloading is going to be happening. Let the animals settle just a little bit before you come in, ooh and ah, and all their beauty. The fair is happening all the way from Sunday, July 31st through Saturday, August 6th. Full lineup of events, full lineup of sponsors, wonderful free events as well. Gate admission is $5. 10 and younger is free. That's Monday through Saturday, the July 31st being free parking all day. The grandstands and rides are separate, and tons of 4-H events just every day. Whether you're interested in livestock, horse show, maybe small livestock,
that barn's open, that's there, you can go in and view that. And of course the 4-H and FFA exhibit building, which has the still exhibits, the artwork, the crafts, the sewing, the cooking, the photography, the crops, all of that stuff through that building. And in the last few years they've done a great job of cleaning up some in that building. We put a fresh coat of paint on it a couple years ago. They've got some new showcases and racks in there, so it's easy to get around and see, and it's just beautiful. And I'll also note, we were talking about a little earlier off air, our bathrooms that are up by the 4-H building and the office, all redone in the last year. When you come to the fair, you're going to think we have brand new bathrooms up there. New steel on the outside, new coat of paint on the inside, all new facilities inside, and it's in just really nice shape. So we continue to try and upgrade and keep our grounds looking beautiful and accessible and there for the public to enjoy.
And you said also that this is the first year it really feels like it's kind of coming back into being normal again.
Yeah, we're almost starting to not even talk COVID anymore,
which is awesome.
Yes. I know it's still out there. We still certainly understand people that are concerned about that and use your care and do that. 90% of our facilities and activities and things are outdoor type things, so it's a nice, clean, fresh atmosphere for you to enjoy, and you have that, and you do. And before we wrap up, I'm going to put one more plug in. Halloween weekend at the fairgrounds, which comes up that first full weekend. I believe it's the 7th and 8th of October. We have a big Halloween activity down there, and registration is open for that to bring your campers in. You can check that out and come spend the weekend. Cornhole tournaments, decorating contests. There's usually a spook house there, and just lots of great things that weekend too.
You guys do so, trunk or treat too, don't you? You can kind of do like the walk around the camp.
Yep, trunk or treat around the camp and that kind of thing. So if you enjoy those type of activities, that will come up as well. Maybe not part of the official fair at this time, but it's a fair activity. And another thing, we would love to have the grounds used year-round. We have beautiful facilities with beautiful buildings there that we like to have people use. A lot of people don't know. I think I will have 5 weddings on the fairgrounds this year.
Wow.
So we have lots of things that go on throughout the year, not just Fair Week. Fair Week's our biggie. That's our important piece. That's our community activity. But there's lots of things that go on. Project Red for those third graders goes on down there in the fall, and we just wonderful things that go on.
So if I wanted to get involved, how would I go about doing that?
So if you wanted to get involved, well, first of all, the biggest and easiest opportunity, and I tell people 4-H is a big opportunity, and right now we're back to it's free membership for 4-H. There was a time where it had, but starting in September, that window will open back up for kids to sign up online to become 4-H members and join a club. And when those clubs are formed, then you get an opportunity to learn more about what crafts and what activities and livestock and things are available. And of course, Patty Ayer, who's the 4-H agent, always looking for people that might be interested in being club leaders or club volunteers or that type of thing. And if you contact the MSU Extension, Carrie Varellin is the gal in the office there that can work with. She does her radio program every week, and they're great. They would love to have you that. We have a lot of kids that are there through the FFA programs and that. But on the other hand, if you're somebody who simply says, how can I help? What can I do? There are 9 at Fair Board members that are out there that come from across the county. We meet monthly. We would love to have, you know, your input, your help, and make things happen.
So there you have it. If you're looking maybe to pick up an extra project, if you want to get involved in this awesome event that happens in the small community of Bad Axe and affects throughout the community or the county of Huron County, this is a big opportunity to do so. You said free admission or free registration for 4-H, so it would be a great time maybe to consider.
Absolutely. Perfect time to join and get involved. And the other piece is it's a little late this year, but you think about it for next year. In that 4-H and FFA building, we have open class. So we have adults that bring things in too. So if you're so inclined, maybe you're a fabulous baker or canner or do some really great craft type things, photography. Those could be on display in that building as well during Fair Week. So that does go on.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you would like to touch on?
I just can't go back and thank the people of this county for the support they give our kids in our community, stepping up, helping out. And it's not just money. It's money and time and it's support. And honestly, those kids in the barns at their projects, if you get a chance and you walk through and you see the neighbor kid there or whatever, just point out to them how nice it is. You see them there and it's great to see that. They beam with pride when people talk about their animals or ask them questions. They would love to be able to share with it and tell you. And walking through the barns is a great opportunity to learn more about what agriculture is all about and what goes on and what our farm families and realistically, it's not just our farm families. It's our rural community families, because an awful lot of the kids, even that are showing livestock at the fair now, they're not farm kids anymore. They're rural community kids and we have kids showing livestock at the fair that have not been on a farm too much, and they may have just a few acres, but they get that project, and it's a fabulous project for them. Helps teach responsibility. It helps they understand a little bit more of the financial end and the cost, and it's a good opportunity. And the other piece that I always say too is these kids of this county when we do school and we do athletics, they can be the fiercest competitor in athletics between schools, you know, maybe a little hard feelings at time between schools. We get down to the fairgrounds, and those kids, those boys who may have beat heads on the football field, are sitting on the same tack box in the barn sharing stories and having a great time. There's a lot of families. I met my wife through the fair, and that's a common thing that goes on an awful lot. My wife and I were involved with 4-H Teen Club way back in the day when we were in high school, and that's how we ended up getting together, and 43 years later, life is great.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know what opportunities could arise.
No, you don't. It's just, it's a great opportunity, a great situation, and provides for so many things for our kids and experiences, and you don't find fair kids with their names in bad situations very often. They learn responsibility, they learn good things, and they learn how to work together and develop great relationships, and it's just wonderful.
And I'm sure the pride and the proudness that comes from the hard work just helps mold the 4-H kids into.
It does. It's a great piece, and it gets the families together, and the families work together, and the communities work together. And the 4-H clubs typically are a community. You know, the kids that belong to this 4-H club are from maybe the Ubley area, and the kids in this 4-H club are maybe from the Kindy area, and maybe from the Elkton or the Pigeon area or the Bad Axe area. And those clubs were originally designed that way, and those kids and families work with the adults in learning about taking care of their projects and getting them ready for the fair and having that experience. So it's just a fabulous opportunity that helps grow a community.
Wonderful, wonderful. If I'm sure the schedule is posted online. I've seen some around in local Bad Axe area businesses. But the website is HeronCommunityFair.com for the complete schedule of events. A written schedule, because you went pretty detailed in schedule for the week.
Written schedule. The yellow flyers are out and about. Go to our website. Of course, the Huron Community Fair has a Facebook page as well. There's lots of things posted on our Facebook right now. If you're browsing our Facebook page, you'll see promotion for some of the events and things that go on throughout the fair and afterwards. We have a couple people that post some fair pictures on it and that kind of thing. So it's cool. The social media thing that's out there now allows us to share so much more with the community and have a great opportunity.
Yes, a wider audience, mm-hmm. almost, not so
right.
localized.
Absolutely.
It's worldwide at that point.
Yes.
Like you said, with the redneck truck races.
Yeah, that TikTok thing that's out there, which is just phenomenal.
Well, we'll see what comes of this fair. I'm sure there's going to be lots of wonderful pictures and of the animals and the events and of the attendees as well.
Oh, there will be. And a few people out there know. Occasionally we get that special picture that ends up showing up at a place here or there of somebody that got caught in the act of something that, I wouldn't say maybe a little embarrassing, but fun. And we just...
In the moment.
It is a very fun week. A little exhausting, but that's beside the point. It's just, and I'll say my general comment that the kids always hear me when I get on the mic and I talk at the fair. There is no better place to spend a week than a week at the fair, and I truly believe that. It's been probably since I've been about 9 years old. I don't know that I've missed more than one or two county fairs in that amount of time, and I'm not a young man anymore, so it's been many, many years. And there's no better place than to come out and enjoy a week at the county fair, and friends and family and neighbors, and just reminisce and enjoy, sit around and talk about things, ask the questions, and find out what's going on.
That's amazing. Anything else you would like to add, Clark? Your show.
Well, the fair board have worked hard to get to this point. If you see them around and you enjoy it, they like to hear that too. We're down there at this point. We'll be there for the next 10 days getting the last touches on things set. I have fair board members and workers that actually I need to get back down to fairgrounds now because we got some projects that need to get finished up.
We are cutting, cutting pretty close.
And we're cutting pretty close to the end of the hour anyway.
Yeah. All right, we're going to close the show out. Thank you so much for your time today, Clark Brock here. You're the president of the Huron Community Fair, correct?
That's correct. I am.
Okay. Wanted to make sure I get that in my brain all the way. The county, the community fair is happening Sunday, July 31st, all the way through Saturday, August 6th. You can check out their Facebook page. Is it just the Huron Community Fair Facebook page?
Yep, Huron Community Fair.
And then the HuronCommunityFair.com as well for the full written schedule. We're going to close out the What Do You Think program. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope to see you all at the Huron Community Fair, happening Sunday, July 31st through Saturday, August 6th.